Good morning, everyone. It is March 24, 2005. This is a public hearing on House Bill 5038, which is relating to the DHS prioritized list. And I turn the time over to Mr. Britton.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair, Senator Carter. What we did over yesterday and last night was to add in Senator Monis Anderson's rankings, which were the agency, as the agency had presented their prioritized list. We've given you two things. The first is a new prioritized list on the 11 by 17 sheets that includes five subcommittee member rankings. And the other, the smaller piece of paper, shows how the rankings changed. On the far left is the agency ranking, the numbers down the left side of the page, the program priority, and then yesterday's subcommittee ranking, and then today's subcommittee ranking based on adding one more subcommittee member's ranks. We found that when we did that, there were four programs that shifted their ranks more than about eight or nine slots, and those are highlighted. The first is the CHIP program, which the agency had ranked at number 45. Yesterday's ranking of four subcommittee members was a 10. Adding one more lowered the ranking down to a tie of 18-19. A similar thing happened with the seventh rank of the DHS program priority, the Foster Care Independent Living Program. It was at 36 yesterday. It went up to number 23. Child foster care special rates was at 40. It went down to a tie for 29th place. And finally, number 56 on the agency list, temporary assistance for needy families, domestic violence services, was tied at 31-32, and it moved down to number 43. The others shifted somewhat, although the first seven did not change whatsoever, but the other changes were less than about seven or eight.
Okay, thank you very much. Committee members, we have, with these adjustments, kind of a consensus of what our priorities are on this first pass. There's no vote required on this. It's could be instructive to the co-chairs, and it leads us into phase two, where we will have greater time to do some looking at the numbers and giving additional information, and so there could be substantial changes in this at the end of phase two. But with that in mind, and with these changes, I'm prepared to have us go ahead and proceed and provide this prioritization to the co-chairs. Is there any discussion or questions or comments on that? Any contrary feelings on it? If not, then we'll go ahead and turn this in. We appreciate very much the help that we've received from Sheila Baker and from John Britton, and we'll adjourn our meeting.
You want Mr. Chair?
Before we do,
just obviously all of us sitting up here go through different, we sit on a different sub, and I too want to compliment Sheila and John. I thought our spreadsheet, particularly with the spreads indicated, was, you know, a very informative piece of information, and I didn't see that in other places. So, thank you.
That's true. One final item of business is our schedule. We will have no committee meeting scheduled for Monday. Other committees will be going over these prioritized lists, but we have ours in a numerical order. Other committees only have them in phase orders, and my understanding is that there's going to have to be change to numerical order unless there's a change in direction from the co-chairs. So since we have our three prioritized lists ranked numerically, there's no sense in having us meet on Monday.
Yes.
So we have other ways to spend that time, and then we'll be passing out a schedule this later today, which will give us an idea of how we're going to be handling phase two, including public testimony. And we will be passing, or having work sessions on some of the smaller budgets during the course of the next few weeks. My understanding is that although they pass out of the subcommittees, it'll be up to the co-chairs to decide when they will go to full committee, and it won't be necessarily immediately done, but that'll be their call.
That's right.
So, Ms. Baker,
Cindy Baker. Becker, excuse me.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Cindy Becker, Deputy Director of DHS. Are we going to receive additional instructions from you on how you want us to talk about the, I think that we had about 20 items from yesterday. You want, because there's a specific format we've been given for phase two, and I didn't know if you want us to weave that into that, or do you want a separate discussion of those? Will you be giving us additional instructions on that, or just do it as we see fit?
If you don't get specific instructions, what we'd like to do would be to have you, when you make your phase two presentation, assure that you focus on those areas and are prepared to answer any depth questions on them.
Okay.
There may be some areas that we want to have advanced written information. I've selected a list already that I'm providing to our LFO analysts and the staff to help assure that we get in-depth information early so we can analyze it before we come into the phase two meeting. I think there will be more time spent by the committee members prior to those committee meetings so that we will be prepared to ask specific questions and not merely kind of just receive your response, although you'll have time and we'll be giving us what you want us to have and then be prepared to just respond.
Great. Thank you.
Any members, any other items that we need to discuss today? Hearing none, we're adjourned. Thank you. Thank you very much.